107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with United Way Perth Huron. It's a campaign update with campaign co-chair John Wolfe is here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good. A chilly start to our morning.
Yeah, I heard the little fog warning you gave, which is a sign of some other things that may be coming. So.
Oh, let's not go there. Well, let's warm up with the campaign as we're just getting things underway. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, we're kind of knee-deep in it, so to speak. You know, our goal is $2,529,770. So we're really excited about that number, and we would love to go through that number because we really could use that. Currently, we're about a third of the way there, so there's $715,000 raised already.
Okay, so we're just off and running, so you can make a campaign contribution right now, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And speaking of which, the local workplace running campaigns are back at it.
And we have a number of them, and we have a new one that just started this year at AccuMetal. They started on the 15th of this month, and so they're up and running, and we have some other great companies that have supported us in the past.
Okay, so you can get in on this. Again, if you're a workplace hearing this, you can become a part of this right now.
It's a great thing for team building. A lot of these companies have dove right into it, you know, and what they do is they take it as an opportunity to get together as a group to raise funds for United Way, do barbecues, you know, Gene Fridays, those kind of things. And it is a really nice way to unite your team.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. And if you're feeling lucky, our lucky local draw continues.
Right, we're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, you've got to go. It's October 31st is the actual draw. The last I checked were around $1,200 for the winner. So there's lots of time to get in. Tickets start as low as $5, and you can jump in and grab a big lot of 50 for 50. So.
Yeah. It's a great idea, and we should remind folks that this is available online only, so there aren't physical tickets as far as
right, yeah, you do have to do it online. If you have some challenges, you can walk into the United Way office, and they can help you.
Okay, but time's running out for that because the draw date is Halloween Day.
It is, okay. Yep, right, absolutely.
That's coming up
fast. Get our spooky on and give out some money.
Sounds good. Again, that's happening now, and also time is running out, certainly just a few days. We've been chatting with Ryan about the United Way Youth and Action Grants.
Yeah, and it's a great program that the United Way is running right now. So there's $1,200 available for youth that want to address any pressing issues that are in Perth and or here in county. And there's a lot of great information online that they can grab and certainly get applications in for that grant.
Okay, again, time's running out. You've got now through till October 20th. Great opportunities for young people. And this has been success story after success story with these Youth and Action Grants. Really a great initiative.
Yeah, you know, we've got some great young people in this community. You know, it gives you a lot of faith in humanity knowing what we've got coming behind us. And there's some amazing youth and just very socially minded and very concerned about their community. So we love to support them.
Yeah, if you've got great ideas, the United Way Perth Huron's here to help out. And I've got a note here, if there's time, John, there's always time to talk about burgers. What's this about the United Way?
Oh, you and me both, buddy.
Ultimate burger battle.
It's coming up. It's going to start in November. So what we've got some great partners in this. So we've got Mercer Hall, Foster's Inn, Dimitri's, Gilly's, the Country Club, Arden Park. And so what's going to happen is they've created a burger, a United Way burger for the month of November. And so for every burger sold, they're going to donate $2 back to United Way. And you will have a chance to vote for your favorite burger. And there'll be also a prize for the most burgers sold. So get out and support these restaurants and their United Burger.
That is awesome. So that is coming up for November. Again, including so far Mercer's Kitchen, Foster's Inn, we've got Dimitri's, Gilly's Pub House, Country Club, Arden Park, to name just a few, and this list will be growing.
Yeah, we think it will be, so we're looking excited for that. And we do have one other thing I forgot to mention and almost slipped through, is we have United Way Trivia on October 29th, and our good friends Maggie Harris and Heather Bryan are amping that thing up. It's looking to be a really fun night. It's our second one we've done, and so we're pretty excited. We have very few teams. I think there's only a couple left, so if you're interested, jump on the website and get your team registered.
Okay, and where's that taking place, man?
At the hall.
At the hall.
Which was generously donated by the Needles family.
Great, and that is for October 29th. And it's another great trivia night with United Way Perth Huron, all for a great cause. As the campaign continues, John Wolfe, campaign co-chair. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Jamie.